Hello, my name is Rory St. John. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. Did you know that on January 26th, 1961, President John F. Kennedy appoints Janet Travell as his personal physician, making her the first woman in history to hold the post? If you know what I mean.
New presidential position. I, President John F. Kennedy, am suffering from two dilemmas. The first, of course, is that I need to take the edge off my bitter and miserable existence. The second is that I am kind of cold. Can you please prescribe me some alcohol for this?
Yes!
Mr. President, you realize that's not a physician you're speaking with, but rather a cocktail waitress.
Which of us is the president and which of us is you, Interruptus? I will indeed consult whoever I wish as my physician. You, cocktail waitress.
Yes?
That martini prescription you were so good as to give me.
Coming right up,
delightful.
Mr. President.
Double delightful.
At last, I've cornered you, John F. Kennedy. I, Victor Freeze, will end your existence now. Taste cold, bitter death. Freezing sound.
This is unpleasant. The martinis are not hot.
I guess I shouldn't have served him that, because apparently the president didn't realize that alcohol doesn't make you warmer. It actually makes you more susceptible to cold.
Quite right, my dear.
And coincidentally, from that day forward, Batman was never seen again. I don't know what that means. But had John F. Kennedy known this thing that they told us about alcohol, which was very true and important, then we never would have been subjected to the debacle that was the Freeze administration. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.